more importantly to remain on session one, but be continuing to session two as well. So at this time, we will continue for three countries, you know, and we'll take a break and come back with another two. And we'll take another break for restroom and come back for wrap up. We'll do it, you know, on time as possible. And of course, to share by Ajahn Thamnong Gandhi as well. And Ajahn Thamnong, would you like to start first with the next country? Yeah? So I'll head up to Ajahn Thamnong, please.
Thank you, Sophia. Let me call for Epitopila.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Pandit delegate for Laos. Now that I would like to present my country. This is the cloud of the country. This is a round. We have the 236.8 square kilometers, and the population was 6.8 million. With the people of Laos, around 30% is living in 85% living in rural area, and the rest of around 2.3 to 2.3%. GDP capita of Laos was 900 dollars per person in the year 2010. Now the rate at 85% Now we have the 384 megawatts and the IDP 2,167 megawatts. Biomass, biofuel, biogas, and solar, and power, geothermal. still too not unclean. For the liturgical energy development plans, we have divided the three steps. The first step we divide from the year 2010 to 2015, and step two we divide from 2016 to 2020, and step three from 2011 to 2025.
Enough the electricity for the demand in the country you will build the hydropower plant or it's bought electricity?
We will try to for the demand in the country and for the export too. Because our country don't have it another source for the in the country already the water is a big target for us. It's high power. So it's we make this one for demand and for export.
So that you join your son, that you will accept the bus to the environment and enjoy the forest for you to get more electricity for it. The bus is to the neighbor and yet the morning.
Of course, they have charge to the environment. We knew the dam that they have to put the environment too. We have the how to say, yeah. Yeah. Everyone you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
My report, please.
Yes, my name is Chechu Okayanami. The export of the power is become very common from Laos to Thailand. We now in Thailand facing the dilemma of the constraint on to building the power plant, not from the energy that is came from the nuclear, nor the from the dam. I don't think we will be able to build anything more, including the coal. So that can we rely on Laos if we will amend the contract and increase the import of the power? Let's see, in the next 5 years, another 10,000 megawatt from Laos. Do we have that capability? Assuming you don't have any problem on the finance. The finance has, as you know, you are mostly IPP anyway. And with that base, with that condition, the finance will be in the term of less constraint. The problem is physically in Laos. Can you be able to build the energy from the water, which is for export, only for Thailand, another 10,000 megawatts?
Okay, thank you. This is a very good question. In Laos, at least we can support that because we have the we can produce the around the 20-25 megawatts. So only that 10 megawatt as we can try to do. Yeah. But you also make it yeah, I think we can supply that. But you should make the plan the detailed plans for the our government because the price of something like that.
I think it's going to be simpler within the year 2015. AEC will be reinforced anyway, will be borderless. No matter what, it will be simpler, but not to take a risk into the energy from Burma, which is we have a difficulty in the past. Now, if we rely on imported from Laos more, I think this is the demand will be in the next 5 years, 10,000 megawatt more. This is the the production plan because China have to have no matter what 50,000 megawatt total, 10,000 megawatt have to have in the next 5 years. So the question I ask you is can we ready because when AEC coming in, we will be waters anyway. The power of Lao coming to Thailand without any tariff, the women chart will be minimum that going to our national grid here. In a way, you can really re-export it, go to Cambodia, go to anywhere.
Yes.
The origin of power is came from Lao. And I think with the status on the physically, geographically, you can do it. I think we could rely on our neighboring country in Thailand here. This is the regulatory body in Thailand. Look after that.
I think it's a comment, right? We say that the capacity of Lao can export to Thailand is 10,000, right? Because now they are available on about 15 to 8, 38. So the answer is yes. Did you have questions?
Yeah, I have only one question. My question is maybe related to
one Laos position itself as the boundary of Asia or Southeast Asia. Are you still position yourself the same as in the past as a boundary of Asia? Or how and how your government geared towards to be you know, the electric, the main electricity supplier for Asia. I mean, because in the next few years, you know, when we become the Asian economic community, you have a competitor. For example, Myanmar might be your competitor, and you know, most countries in Asia will produce at their comparative advantage. The best endowment for each country. And Laos itself, you know, you have very well endowed infrastructure for electricity generation for our supplier, or you can sell electricity to other countries in Asia. You still, my question is, are you still positioning yourself as a leader for electricity producers?
It was a difficult question for me. Sorry, I cannot answer you now, but I will discuss with my colleague in my office after that. I will answer the other.
Geographically, Laos is very advantaged in several aspects. Like Laos is in the middle of GMS.
Yes.
Laos can, you know, do several business about GMS or economic corridor. In addition to that, when we become the Asian economic community, Laos can turn to produce at the comparative advantage. Besides growing rice to compete with Thai, you know, you can produce electricity and supply to other countries. This is my comment, okay? Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, may I request our friend from the Mr. Professor, please.